Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry. Live high school football is on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, here in the flesh. Dungy Field at Withington Stadium as the Jackson High Vikings get to game two of their season here. And gosh, you know, it's not that long of a season, 9 games, Brian. So you get to game number two and you start to feel like we're almost in the heart of it.
We call it in the heart of it, sure.
1-0, the Vikings after a win last week, 32-27 outlasted Monroe team that you said, the coaches said, was a difficult matchup for Jackson, so glad to come out of there with a win.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because for the Jackson High fans that witnessed that game and then the contrast of what they're about to see tonight, which is kind of going to just be a little mirror image, a little speed on speed.
Yeah, it's going to be I think that's going to lead us to some exciting plays and a lot of action out here tonight at Withington Stadium. Last season, Jackson 4-5 on the year. Kind of an up and down year, and I think we've seen that kind of the last couple years under Coach Parker, where they'll go out and have some really cool victories, really nice wins, and then juxtapose that against a couple of losses that they feel like they should have maybe won. So maybe this year you get that, you edge out a tough Monroe team, you come out here, feel like your favorite's going out against Waverly, and get off to a hot start, maybe get a playoff run this year.
Yeah, and Steve, we do 3 or 4 Jackson High games every year, and we see that. Like, we see the craziness that just seems to ensue, and sometimes it's in Jackson's favor, and sometimes it goes against them, but we always are in for entertaining football, I feel.
Yeah, that for sure, and I think when saying what we've seen is we've seen them feel like they should, they lose some games that they should have won. And so it's all about executing the game plan, and we'll see if they're up to the task tonight. This is a Jackson team that last week beat Monroe, as I mentioned, 32-27. Last season were 4-5. The last time they played Waverly was last season in a 33-13 win for the Vikings. But before last season, the last time they had played was 2002. Which it was for a while there, it was a regular last game of the year. Jackson and Waverly, last game on the schedule. And so having that long stretch where they didn't play, now maybe it'll be more of a regular thing that going forward. But the all-time contest, Jackson 12 wins, 8 losses. So they hold the edge over Waverly all time.
You mentioned 2002. That's one of the last winning seasons I found Waverly having, too,
yeah.
Steve. Like, they've had a rough stretch of it these last 20-some years.
Yeah, things tough for the program, but they're in a tough area. You know, they play a tough division. They play a tough league, and we've seen that for a lot of teams that play something about it. You're playing a tough division, and it's tough to get a leg up and get yourself back into the mix. We see that, I think, with the Cascades for a long time, with maybe East Jackson and Vandercook Lake, who are actually playing one another tonight on K105.3. But some teams that have had good years in the middle of all of that, but for the most part, they see themselves near the bottom of the league. And it is tough to turn around. You just basically have to work with the student body that you have. And so hopefully Waverly's got a crew that's pretty good this year, but not good enough to beat Jackson. We're hoping for a Vikings win tonight.
Yeah, I know a couple of Jackson coaches before the games was talking about just that, about how tough Waverly's next 3 games are, and they are fully expecting to get the best effort from them because they said, you know, Waverly looking at that schedule, if they don't give Jackson High a game, they're going to probably start 0-5 at least.
Yeah.
So they're expecting the best effort from them tonight.
They have a home game next week, but it's with DeWitt, who, if you're familiar with high school football at all, you hear DeWitt and you go, yeah, they're probably pretty good. Do you know anything about them? Not really, but they're probably pretty good. Yeah, Waverly with a loss in their first game on the road at Wayland, 49-14, so they kind of took their lumps in that one. But you said the coaches kind of mentioned that was a mismatch for them, maybe playing against a power set when they're kind of a speed-based team.
Yeah, yep, and kind of just like Jackson last week, although Jackson managed to kind of take a matchup that maybe wasn't in their favor and hang on to a W.
Yeah, good stuff there for the Vikings to get a win. We'll look to see if they can go 2-0 today. And we will take a 3-minute commercial break here on the pregame and be back with live coverage again from Dungy Field, Withington Stadium, Jackson High School. The Vikings taking on the Warriors of Lansing Waverly Back in 3 minutes, brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee, Softwater, and Aeropip Credit Union on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter. In the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries, too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in-house. It's big city selection with small town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Jackson High School, as the band playing the alma mater here, and we'll get things lined up for the anthem and get things started here. Just a couple minutes away from kickoff, the Vikings and the Waverly Warriors. Our first quarter of action will be brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Been in business for 80 years, and they like to thank their loyal family of workers, their dedicated employees. So we'll take another couple minutes here for a break, and when we come back, let's kick it off on WKHM. Back in 2 minutes.
Cool Indoor Retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, online around the world at WKHM.com tonight, as you heard, and brought to you by Able Heating and Cooling, Ghost Energy Drink, and Ghost Hydration. Of course, tonight's Ghost Energy Drink for me, as is a game habit. I had a citrus again. I think I had citrus last week.
You
it's
did.
It's been kind of the default here the first two games.
And wait, you pounded it already?
Yeah, we got here early today, didn't we? Both of us. This is the first time maybe ever that you were at the game before I was.
Well, this is just, you don't usually see me. I'm usually behind the scenes doing some interviews and things like that. So
I can't wait to hear that information during the broadcast. Jackson High to kick off today. And back to return, the Waverly Warriors. And I apologize in advance. We got white jerseys with yellow numbers. It's going to be difficult to pick those up, especially while the sun is blazing in our eyes here. It's a squib kick. It gets picked up at the 19-yard line. Taken off and running. Dodging a tackler midfield down to the 40. I said midfield, toward midfield. Over the 40-yard line. Good field position for Waverly to start here from the 43-yard line.
17, Tyler Owens.
They gave him another yard, 44-yard line, let's say. And it was.
They'll take over first and 10.
Owens on the return. Carter Owens, right, wide receiver, defensive back here for the Warriors.
Sometimes I correct you and say, yeah, I think that was somebody else, but I'm just going to give you the bet. You can say anything because you're right. It's hard to see right now.
And I was going from the press box announcement of who it was.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
So we do get kind of a spread formation here, shotgun for Waverly, one running back. Just a little offset behind the quarterback, runner in motion across the formation. They give it out to a little bubble screen. The pass is behind him. He makes the catch, but not enough time to dodge all those Jackson Viking tacklers. Number just two, a little slow to develop there with that quick complete. Wide receiver screen with the bad throw a little high. You can't get the block set and take off until you secure that football, and they lost a couple yards.
Yeah, that bubble screen really relies on good timing, and when you were right, he threw that quite a bit behind him and high, and boy, when that happens, that play doesn't have much of a shot usually.
So it'll be second down at 12 yards here for the Warriors from their 42-yard line. Seeing that same formation, two receivers to the right. They hand off on second down and long, trying to come to the outside of the formation. A little sweep play really lowered his shoulder and bounced off a tackle, and he is excited about the play. It will gain him about 4 yards, which means it's third down at about 8 here.
Yeah, Zaire Simpson came from his cornerback position and hit the ball carrier early, but he just bounced off him, didn't he? That was good balance.
And so they get set up here again, third down, and again, 7.5, let's say, out here for Waverly. Three receivers to the right, nobody to the left. That's the short side of the field. Out of the shotgun, rolling right, looking to throw. gets it down, gets the throw away, caught. And forward progress should get him out to about the 44-yard line in Vikings territory. We'll move the chains. First down for Waverly on the pass from QB Dominic Stone.
And for however poor the timing was in the wide receiver screen, that was great timing right at the sticks. That was Elijah Campbell, I believe, was the recipient of that Dominic Stone pass. It was right on time and right on target.
Yeah, just a little comeback route in the heart of the defense, but open long enough to make the catch. And that you set up to, you know, if you don't get a great pocket, then you go ahead and set up that kind of moving pocket where it's designed for him to roll out and throw, and he nailed it. First and 10, Waverly. And there's like a run pass, QB option, and he gives it to the running back, and he's on ahead of steam, and we've seen him running with power. There we saw kind of quickness out of him. Number 22, Caden Bell on the carry. It's a big one. Moving the chains for the Warriors and getting it down to the Vikings 25-yard line for a first down. 9:55 to play here, first quarter. We're scoreless, but Waverly driving.
And Caden Bell was one of the players that the Waverly coaches have spotlighted to me of that they were looking for having a big game tonight.
A couple good carries so far. And like I said, we see a little quickness, and there's definitely some power in his running game. As Dominic Stone brings him to the line, he's shotgun, and nobody behind him. There's a wing to his right, and now a wide receiver comes across the formation. Jet sweep, handoff to him, and the Vikings stop it for a loss. Great job to just
stop behind the line,
shoot through that formation, past the block, and a great tackle by Charles Johnson. And to make it second down and about 14.
And senior Charles Johnson's a name that I'm sure our listeners are aware of, and I'm sure we'll be saying his name quite a bit tonight.
Certainly on the defensive side, they've needed a big play here and get those guys behind the chains against second and long. Now at the Vikings 29-yard line. Stone hands off. Another kind of sweep play out to the left. Turns it back into the formation. He's going to get back
22
inside of the 25, down to about the 21 on the carry for Bell, and that'll make it third down and about seven.
Steve, we told you neither team has a, you know, a big line, offensive or defensive, and right now you see the Waverly team bouncing everything out, trying to use that speed. I don't think we're going to see a lot of runs just up the gut.
No, it doesn't. So far, they haven't done it once. Everything's been kind of directed along behind that offensive line out to try to get the corner. Right now, four wide, two on each side for Stone. With Bell in the backfield. Looking to throw on third down into the slot and missing a tackle. Slides past the marker, caught down to the 10-yard line. And that's going to be good for about 9 yards on the play. First and goal should be here for Waverly. Another pass and catch for the Warriors.
Yeah, that was Kyron Stamper there in coverage, and I thought, I don't know if he was debating whether he could make a play on the ball, but it was like he was unsure whether he wanted to do ball or tackle and kind of didn't either.
Yeah. First goal from the 10-yard line here. 7:40 to play first quarter. Scoreless tie as we're underway. Our first quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Bringing the heat since 1943. Under center now this time. First look at this formation. And we get a flag coming out for a false start against the Warriors.
Might be the last time we see that formation.
And it looked like
dead ball, false start against the Warriors.
So it must have been some movement there on the line. Imperceptible to us here looking into the glaring sun and from this distance. But a false start, a 5-yard penalty. So it'll be first and goal now from the 15 for the Warriors. 7:26 to play first quarter here at Withington Stadium. And they do go under center again here. More conventional look, two wide receivers. And there's another sweep play and another powerful run there by Bell. And he really did just stiff. That's one of the most violent stiff arms I've ever seen. But too many Vikings there, so we got rid of one. Three more there to take him down, and so they lose a couple more yards. And that'll make it second down and goal from the 17 for Waverly.
Steve, we don't have a folder or category for this, but that might be the best minus 2-yard run we see of the year. because that was an exciting. He shoved three or four guys before he was taken down. But again, this is a tough part of the field when you do not have a big offensive line, and it's you can't necessarily use your speed down here.
Yeah.
As well.
So they do. I disagree with the scoreboard. It's on the 18-yard line here, second and goal from there. And it looks like we can get a timeout from the Waverly sideline. We'll take a first quarter timeout here as well. 60-second break, scoreless tie. Waverly, second and long. When we come back on WKHM online at WKHM.com, 60 seconds.
Attention, Jack.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Second and 18, rolling out to throw is Stone, and he's going to get hit in the backfield, gets the throw away, but great defensive penetration by the Vikings, and Charles Johnson again, the player in the backfield making the breaking up the play.
Yeah, Charles Johnson, after he made the tackle, his helmet came off quickly. And at first I thought, you know, he did it himself, but he kind of looked at it and gave the officials like something was wrong, and that's why it had to come off, because that would have drawn a penalty flag.
Yeah, and he goes off to the sideline, and we get him huddled up here with Waverly. Third down and 18, goal to go on their first possession here. Running out quite a bit of clock here in the first. We're down to 6:27 to go. Big third down play here for Waverly. If I had to guess, Brian, I'd say from here it's four downs.
Yeah, yep.
Back to pass, gets it away quick. He's got one-on-one coverage on the outside, and that's going to draw a flag. A lot of arm battling there between the receiver and the running back. Pass was thrown inside, so they run up the sideline. One-on-one coverage there, and just too much hands from the Jackson High defender. That's going to be pass interference call.
Yeah, is that... I believe that was the freshman, Kylan Davis, which, by the way, when you look at the program, you only see one FR down there. So there's one freshman on the Jackson Heights team, and he's starting cornerback, Kylan Davis. Just never got his head around. He just never located the ball, and, boy, you're in trouble when that happens.
And with all that kind of hand fighting, almost able to still make that catch. So after the penalty is assessed... Still third down, this time third and nine. I thought that would be an automatic first down.
Yeah, and I thought it happened in the end zone. Pitch. I thought that would be even placed at the two. I'm not sure. They might have, even if it was a hold, that should be a first down.
Yep, half the distance to the goal line on the penalty. Third down and nine is the call. Back to throw again, getting a crossing route and making the throw and catch. Just a little slant right in front of the defender. And caught for the touchdown. Waverly in the end zone on their first drive. Jace Harris with the catch. 6-0 Warriors here. Kind of surprised to see them convert a couple third downs, make a couple big plays, and get into the end zone here on their first possession.
Yeah, and that again was in front of the freshman, Kylan Davis. It was a pretty good coverage, but that was just a good, nice route there by Jace Harris.
And they've kind of been able to get matchups where he's out there one-on-one, and you could throw that receiver open in a lot of those cases. 6:19 to play, and it's 6-0 Waverly with the extra point pending. Hold is down quickly. Jackson in the face. It's blocked. And now picking it up, and dead ball.
That kick is blocked.
I didn't see who that was, Brian, but it... He must have gone in there untouched because that hit him in the... had full chest to block that football.
Well, Steve, I think it was Kylan Davis. As long as we've been calling his name, that was the freshman getting in there, kind of atoning for the touchdown that was made from his man.
We got some conversation out of the field. I don't know what that's going to be, but we'll take a 30-second commercial break, and I believe we've got a kickoff coming when we return. 6-0 Waverly on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So I guess the conversation from the officials on the extra point try was an equipment violation against Waverly. The Vikings declined, and so the score stands as it was when we went to break, 6-0. Waverly, that first drive, pretty effective. The Jackson defense at times made some massive plays. Charles Johnson made a couple. Tackle for loss and then a hit on the quarterback that broke up a play and made it third and long. But the penalty was big, and Waverly was able to get that running game going here and there.
Waverly 3-for-3 on third down conversions, and I think all of them were pretty long. At least third and eights.
Now Waverly will line up for the kickoff. And we've got a couple guys deep here for Jackson. Number 4, Kyron Stamper. No surprise there. And he will come across and grab the kick on the run to the 20. Looking to the right sideline to the 30. Spun out of bounds there. Maybe the 31. We'll see where the spot goes. Brought down by Elijah Campbell. And first and 10 for the Vikings from their own 30-yard line.
Jackson has it. Steve, I'm excited to see this Jackson High offense. You know, we're hearing that the quarterback battle ended up kind of going to Kyron Stamper, who's been a running back for it feels about like 6 or 7 years here at Jackson.
Yeah. He got started as a freshman, and now as a senior, it always feels like to us that those guys who play 4 years on varsity have really been here for about 8 years.
And I think Stamper does a little more than this. I don't think it's just a true Wildcat, but I know we're going to see him run a little bit. Little Miami Dolphins, Ronnie Brown, Wildcat offense.
Yeah. Takes the snap, option handoff, and Waverly sniffed it out, so it goes nowhere. And piled up there a lot of extracurricular. Bryce Nastali, the carrier, and he stopped for a short loss. I think they gave him back to the line of scrimmage, so second down and 10 now for Jackson.
And we talked about the Waverly offensive line. Jackson's offensive line is also not real big either, so those just runs up the middle. Tough sledding.
Again, kind of a shotgun here. Wildcat with Kyron Stamper in the backfield. Takes the snap. Jet sweep coming across. Cuts up the middle. Gets a little room. Breaks away from a tackle. Steps back. Dives forward. Maybe to the 34. And so they'll be second down at about 6 here after the carry for Zaire Simpson.
That little jet sweep is a staple of the Jackson offense, and that's a play that we've seen Stamper being the recipient of handoffs often in the last couple years. Now he's doing the handing off.
And you almost feel like Jackson coming out a little conservative on these first couple play calls, handing it off, not being really tricky. And I think as they get some rhythm and Stamper starts to feel, you know, he sees what he sees, that option is going to be a much more dangerous call. And motion across the formation, it's going to be a sweep. Now a throw for Stamper. And just a little bit out ahead of the runner. I'm not even sure what to call that. Kind of a sweep route for the receiver. And Blair Pippen makes the catch, but rolling over, falls down. And at the 34-yard line, 4th and 6, the Vikings are going to have to punt.
I kind of like that play call because I think it was designed to make it look like Stamper was going to be running and Pippen was just going to be blocker, and then he quickly threw to him. Unfortunately,
21 Blair Pippen
a little bit low, and the trickery wasn't there.
Right. And that was like that first wide receiver screen we saw from Waverly.
Yep.
Those have to be bang, bang, and very smooth or else the surprise factor goes away. So the Vikings will punt. It's a sideways punt. Bounces at the 40 and comes back a little. So great field position here for Waverly at the Vikings 39 after the punt attempt. It's a net.
Warriors take over first and 10.
5 yards on the punt.
41,
so you don't like to have that happen when you opt to punt rather than run a play on fourth down to have that go back to your opponent with just a little bit of difference there.
That looked like a Greg Marsh sand wedge from 80 yards out. Who Greg Marsh is known here by the Jackson fans.
Yeah. Got us set up in these wonderful digs in their beautiful press box here at Withington. Waverly back on the field, first and 10. Again from the Viking 39. Excellent starting field position for a team that's already leading 6-0 with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. First quarter for Industrial Steel Treating. And now it's kind of a keep from quarterback, and he's going to get a late hit. Went out of bounds.
Two Dominic Stone,
and a little extra contact after it was out of bounds, and really it looks like the Jackson player took the worst of it. The one I feel really sorry for is a girl down there standing by the cheerleading squad who ended up getting into the fray. I hope she's all right.
Yeah, she kind of holding her shoulder. She's smiling, but she definitely took a hit. 15 yards and a hurt cheerleader all in one play.
So pushed out of bounds around the 24, and then they're going to tack on some yardage at the end of this play for the late hit. So with 3:53 to play in the first, Waverly's going to be knocking on the door here of the Vikings and a two-score lead in the first quarter of action. First quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating, bringing the heat to high school football. IST over 80 years in Jackson County thanks to their loyal employee family.
80 years is a long time to be doing anything, so yeah. Kudos.
Let alone running a successful business.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always say that you don't last 80 years in any business without being good at what you do. IST, I see their banner over there on the fence at the baseball diamond here. We got to come down here and call a game for the championship of the Al Glick tournament. Waverly, first and 10 from the 12-yard line. And that's kind of a delayed run up the middle, and it's going to go for no gain, and a flag comes in, too. Could be a hold, could be a face mask.
Flag in the play.
It's a good tackle by Blair Pippen. Kind of shrugged off a block and made quick contact on the bell.
So they spot it just inside the 10.
Personal foul. Grasping the face mask against the Vikings.
Talked about the size. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Face mask call against the Vikings.
Talked about the size of the two offensive lines. We have Vincent Jones coming in for Jackson as a run stopper right here, and he has some size.
It'll be first and goal.
With an out-of-town scoreboard update, Grass Lake with a 14-0 lead on the road to Columbia Central tonight. 6:05 to play in the first quarter there. Grass Lake out to a hot start. The Warriors are my kind of quiet pick to win that Cascades Conference this year.
I can't believe you're going against the Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals have a chance, but if I give an edge, it's to Grass Lake, and I can't show my face out in center after I said that out loud if anybody's listening, but I would love to watch those two teams play.
Yeah, that's going to be a good matchup if and when that happens.
And now we get a whistle coming in, another timeout from the Waverly sideline, getting those used up here. We have 3:15 to play first quarter, 6-0 Waverly, and after the penalty, it is first and 5 from the 5, so goal to go. Back in 30 seconds with the first quarter continuation on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
Hey there again, Jackson. This is Joel at Phelps Towing, wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lock your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So the first down play ends up being a run to the left side. Stop for no gain by the Vikings, so it'll be second down and five. Clock running at 2:37 here, first quarter. 6-0, Waverly leads. Warriors with the ball, knocking on the door here at a two-score lead. Shotgun with two backs, and that's a handoff. And Jackson right there again to stop that play for no gain, maybe even a short loss. We'll see where the spot is, but tightening up down here in the red zone, at least on this drive. We'll watch for Waverly to go to the air as they did and scored a touchdown in their first possession.
Yeah, that was a play where Stone hung on to it. Gave it to Bell when I think he should have hung on to it.
All right, Stone in the shotgun. Waverly comes out. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. That's where the one-on-one coverage would be. No safety help over there, though that backer might be drifting that way. No, they got to go into coverage, and it's picked off at the two. He's got a lot of green. It's a foot race to the 50, to the 40, 30, 20, 10, 98-yard interception touchdown for the Vikings. That really changes the entire tone of this game. Jaden Potter with the pick at the 2-yard line took it to the house. Vikings tie it up 6-6.
And Steve, I thought they were maybe going to pick on Kylan Davis again. They came Jaden Potter's way. He was having none of it. Just a quick break on the ball and nothing but green ahead of him.
And get that guy a little puff of the oxygen tank. 98 yards to pay dirt, and the Vikings turn the tide here. And with the extra point try, a chance to go ahead.
We're going to have to do a little digging to find out what the school record is, but it can't be much more than that.
And it looks like maybe a two-point try here for the Vikings. Big set. It's like a kind of a wing tee almost from a shotgun. Stamper's going to take it in himself. And the two-point conversion is good. Jackson turns it around. 8-6 now they lead from first and goal from the five for Waverly to 8-6 lead for the Vikings. Minute 17 to play first quarter. We're back in 60 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Vikings lead at 8-6. They kick it off And that one's going to kind of squib its way to the sideline and out of bounds.
This kick goes out of bounds.
So that draws the yellow flag. While they're sorting that out, are they going to kick again? They're going to give them field position. I think Waverly probably just takes it. I do have some out-of-town score updates. I say out-of-town. Some of them are in-town. Grass Lake Columbia Central. It was a 14-0 lead for Grass Lake early. Columbia has answered with six. With 4:36 to play in the first quarter. That had a lot of scoring early in that contest. And then Lumen Christie leading at Pontiac Notre Dame Prep 7-0 at the end of the first. Fuller with an interception. One of our sponsors, kids, Fuller's Chem Dry. Fuller with the interception and Dumont with the touchdown run. So the Titans lead at 7-0. 7:32 to go in the first over at East Jackson. Vandercook Lake leads that 7-6. And Michigan Center, our last update, was leading 7-0. Who's that matchup against tonight?
Hanover, I believe.
That's right.
Yep. Vandercook back in 11-man football there.
Yeah. So there's Waverly, first and 10 from the 40, and they go out to the right side. And again, we get contact. And this Bell just bounces off of these guys. We get a flag coming at the end of the play. And that's going to go against Waverly for holding. So, again, some tough yardage gain there by Bell, but that holding from the spot at the 41.
It almost
so they'll
feels,
move back 10 from there.
I'm sorry, Steve. It almost feels like we could just do Charles Johnson versus Caden Bell tackling drills or something, because those two just keep meeting up.
Oh, man, and I'm there for that.
Yeah.
Give me some popcorn on that one. 8-6, Jackson leads here after a 98-yard interception for a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Jackson now pushing them back, and so first down and 20 for the Warriors. They give it to Bell right down the middle, and look at that, trying to run away from contact, and they push him way back, and he still almost wouldn't go down. Haley makes the tackle. We'll see where they spot it, because he had gotten positive yardage, and it looks like they do go to the 34 for the spot. So he gets about 3 on the carry before being kind of pushed back. Although, if you ask me, Brian, he didn't get that forward progress. Seems like he surrendered that when he tried to run away from the tackle.
Yeah, and you don't want to run away from Shea Hanley, or at least try, because when he gets his mitts on you, you're usually going down. That's another name we've called for the last couple of years on that line for Jackson High. He's tough.
So, really just 2 yards given on the play. Second down and 18 now for Waverly. They've been behind the sticks before. They go a throw that was a little high for just a quick slot kind of curl route. Threw it over his head and incomplete. But, gosh, that was ripe for maybe being another interception here for the Vikings. Instead, it's just an incomplete pass. So with 12 seconds to play in the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating, 8-6 Vikings. And 12 seconds to play, third and 18 for Waverly from their own 33-yard line.
So when you're the first quarter sponsor, you kind of like an incomplete late in the quarter where you get your name in there one or two more times, right?
Yeah, a little extra mention for IST bringing the heat since 1943. 80 years. And here we go. Big third down play here for Waverly. They do that wide receiver screen. But again, the throw is a little errant. He dives to try and catch it, doesn't get it. It's incomplete. And so that'll bring a fourth down, and they run the last 2 seconds off the clock. However, Brian, if it was incomplete, that would have stopped the clock.
You know, I think they called it complete, but since he was down on the ground, he didn't. Yep, I think that was it.
First quarter in the books for IST. 8-6 Jackson leads, and it looks like a punt probably coming up here when we return. 60-second break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center features steel power equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, tree trimmers, power washers, and more. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center has easy material pickup and can deliver lumber right to your doorstep. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, everything to build your world with lumber, paint, plumbing, and outdoor tools. Just 6 miles west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Waverly punts, fielded around the 40 by Jackson on the return. They get it past midfield, but looks like they stepped out of bounds. So the official spot will actually be the 47. It looked to me like he had almost gotten down to about the 44, but stepped out of bounds at the 47. First and 10 for the Vikings in Waverly territory. They have an 8-6 lead. We're just underway here in the second quarter of action. And the second quarter is brought to you by Prime Cuts. Love me some Prime Cuts, don't you, Brian?
Oh, man, I love Prime Cuts. And Joey Badal, the owner.
Shotgun here for Stamper. And he takes that QB keep. Design run play, just a kind of a QB sprint. Takes off, and he's going to get past the 45, down to about the 42.
Second down.
And it'll be second down for the Vikings, but a nice gain. About their first offensive possession, Brian, they didn't really, not a lot of creativity, not a lot of energy, just kind of fizzled. So Stamper going out and getting them 5 yards on first down is exactly what the doctor ordered here for the second possession.
Wonder if when you have a quarterback like Stamper, you watch the Ravens play last night and see what Lamar Jackson does and say, let's do that.
Easier said than done. Stamper takes the snap, hands off this time. It's going to get past the 40. Close to that first down marker, but maybe not quite, as they spot it at the 39-yard line. So it'll be third down and 1.5 here for the Vikings.
Is that Bryce Nastaly on the carry?
I believe so.
You know, it's funny, we sometimes see runs to set up pass plays, or we talked last week about passes to set up your run game. I get the feeling these two teams have outside runs to set up inside runs.
Stamper back to take the snap on the third down. He's going to keep kind of a sweep play. Gets past that, find the gain. Almost spun away from defenders inside the 30, down to the 32-yard line. Kyron Stamper with the QB keep and a first down for the Vikings at their opponent's 27-yard line.
And I mentioned this pregame, kind of Jackson, almost Wildcat type offense. I know there's more handoffs, but we're going to see Stamper carry the ball a lot. Kind of reminds me of when I kind of first saw this way back in the day with Arkansas. Might have been credited with the first team visits with Darren McFadden. That might be before your time even.
No, I remember him.
Okay.
I remember him quite a bit. And actually, Stamper keeping. They got the fake jet sweep. He keeps. Spins away from defender. And right now, that has been kind of the best play, is Stamper to hold on to it. He's going to get inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. So another 4 yards on first down for Stamper. And anytime you can run it and get 4 yards on first down, that opens the playbook up a little bit for you.
And I guess that's what I was talking about some of those runs setting up something inside or something from Stamper. Keeping them honest with the jet sweep here and there and then making them have to worry about that.
I had mentioned on the first possession, it felt like he was kind of taking it easy till he got a little rhythm, and right now it feels like he has it. And now those option plays are just going to look like, you know, what do? Who do you stop? Stamper on a little rollout, looking to throw, gets it away, and an outstretched hand and a deflection by Waverly makes it an incomplete pass. Third down and 6 here for Jackson.
And I think he was looking for Pittman on that, and I think it might have hit Zaire Simpson in the head. I think that was two guys out there together where maybe one of them shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm. If you're running that kind of a little screeny play, maybe one of those guys needs to know he's just blocking.
Yeah.
9:43 to go. First half, second quarter brought to you by Prime Cuts. You need a tri-tip. You need some seafood. They've got you set up. They've got big city selection. And, of course, that small town feel. And there's a little run pass option. Now he throws it out to the swing route. Caught and into the end zone is Pippen. Touchdown, Vikings. I love the play call there. Run, maybe. Pass, maybe. Great choice by Kyron Stamper, but we'd have some laundry on the field that might bring this one back. Gosh, it's what a tragedy to take those points off the board on what was a beautifully designed and executed play for the Vikings.
I agree with both of those comments. Beautiful design and execution, because I thought Stamper had the ball, too. That was good
I thought ball handling. Yeah, I thought Stamper was just going to keep it. Picks it up and throw it. It goes against Waverly, so...
The Waverly players thought that was going to be a hold.
So if you're the Vikings, that's a touchdown. And it's 14-0 Jackson High here. Or excuse me, 14-6 Jackson High here at home. 14 unanswered for the Vikings, and they can add a couple more here with a two-point try. We've got 9:30 to play in the second quarter. Jackson starting to take control and definitely looking better than they did early in this game. Waverly marched it down on their first possession. Jackson unable to really move the football on their first possession. An interception for 98 yards gets you some points. The defense steps up on that next possession. Now the Jackson offense, the one marching it down the field.
It's amazing how many times in football games just a big play just shifts the momentum, and it sure feels like a Jackson shift right now.
Five wide, empty backfield for Stamper. Snaps a little low. He gives it to Pippen coming across the formation. He's still on his feet, but they're going to bring him down short of the goal line. So the two-point try is a failure. And we'll stay there at 14-2-6. Vikings lead it. Let's take a 30-second commercial break and kick off another one when we come back on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Well, Brian, it looks like our score mirroring that of our K105.3 game of the week. We've got a 14-6 Jackson lead. They have a 14-6 Vander Cook Lake lead at East Jackson tonight. That one might go down to the wire, and they're not as far into that one. I think they still had some time left in the first. We've got 9:30 to go here in the second quarter, and the Vikings lead at 14-6. They'll kick it off this time. And is that penalty being assessed here on the kickoff? So that's going to be kicked from the 45 in Waverly's side of the field.
And Pippen can use that. Right now he's... He struggled a little bit with the kickoff.
Yeah, and you know that they tried everybody they could, too, and he was the guy who was the best, so that one gets all of it.
That's a better look.
That was a good kick from the other side, the other 40. Nice boot by Pippen. It goes into the end zone, through the end zone. It'll be first and 10 for Waverly from the 20 with 9:30 to play first quarter and trailing 14-6 for the Warriors.
Yeah, that was one that even Andrew Salazar would say, hey, nice kick, buddy.
That Andrew Sales, all right. I imagine him to be a really nice guy. Last we heard from the Lumen score, he had made an extra point, part of a 7-0 lead they have at Pontiac Notre Dame Prep tonight. We'll be back at Lumen Christie next week as they host, I had to write it down, Brian, it's Toronto St. Michael's College School.
I just like how you can just look at somebody and kind of get a feel whether they're a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. I think most of us are capable of that. There's a handoff and some running room for Bell for Waverly, and he's going to get 10 yards on first down. and that'll move the chains just out to the 30, but to the other side of the 30. They'll put that. Oh, they did put the nose right on the 30, so I thought he had gotten to the 30 and a half yard line.
The way Caden Bell runs, I don't know that he's a nice guy because he runs angry.
Yeah, I would not make that assumption at all.
And he might be a great guy, but he runs tough.
He runs mean. Trips to the right for Waverly. Play action and keeping it. Different quarterback in there for Waverly. Doesn't fool the Vikings. So that is Terrell Sudduth-Doss Jr. And you don't see this in high school a lot. His position on the roster is athlete.
Yep. I noticed that earlier.
Yeah.
And he ran like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Unlike Bell.
It made the defense look mean on that one. So that'll make it second down and 12 for Waverly from their own 28-yard line. Vikings lead at 14-6. We have 8.5 to play in our first half of action. Second quarter brought to you by Prime Cuts. Shout out to Derek over there at Prime Cuts. My guy used to bring me beers. Now he serves me up tri-tips.
Versatility.
He's got it all. Snap a little low to Stone, and now he's looking downfield. Has to pull it down and runs. He's getting back to the line of scrimmage, but that's about it. Third down and 12 now for Waverly as Stone nowhere to go with the pass.
Third down.
Hey, by the way, shout out to Matt Jarko, our informant from over at Columbia Central. The Golden Eagles have put up six more, and they closed that gap. 10:56 to play in the second quarter, and Grass Lake leads that one 21-12 in the Rugged Cascades Conference. Meanwhile, here it's 14-6 Vikings, and now they've got Waverly in a third and long situation in their own end of the field. They actually lost a little bit on that Stone run. He's back to throw on third down. Now he's chased out of the pocket running, but moving through traffic, and that's kind of a flag comes in. Is that going to be a late hit? Did he try to slide?
Yeah, and I don't know if they're going to say Pippen got him up around the head neck area, but when he slid, Pippen's arm was swinging, and I think it caught his head. That's unfortunate if that's a penalty.
And then we had another flag coming there late here. I don't know, so we'll see what that ends up being. It looked like a bang-bang. Pippen was coming through, and the ball carrier kind of lowered his head into the arm. I don't know if you watched that MSU game last Friday, Brian, but that's what that quarterback kept doing, sliding real late, and MSU got caught a couple times, and then later on you could tell the officials were like, he slid too late, you know? So we'll see what the call ends up being. I'm guessing unnecessary roughness. So that might give life to this Waverly drive that right there would have been brought to a halt, so it's a personal foul.
Blown to the head against the Vikings.
And that is the targeting or blow to the head call. So that'll be 15 yards. And that'll make it first down.
From the end of the run,
so we take it right out to midfield.
Yeah, that was unfortunate because I think Pippen did a good job right there, actually. Yep. I think you said the quarterback slid late.
And just sometimes it makes it look like he was helpless, but at some point we expect these athletes to do a lot to adjust, and that was maybe too little time to adjust. Anyway, first and 10 for Waverly from the 50-yard line. They trail 14-6. Stone's going to hand off, and there's some tough running out to the outside for Bell. He's going to get stopped just shy of the 40-yard line. They'll give him 9 yards at least on that carry, and that'll make a second down and one for Waverly. And so you can see it feels again, Brian. We said that interception kind of turned the tide and the energy. That penalty feels like it's kind of swept it back to Waverly, where they feel a little energized. They're now on the Jackson side of the field and driving.
Yeah, because that basically was a turnover because I think Jackson was about to get the ball back. Mm-hmm. And you're right, here Bell with a nice 9-yard run to start off.
I know they just can't give it to him every time, but gosh, wouldn't they want to?
Well, they want to.
I form here for Waverly and power run for Bell. And he dodges a diving defender. He's going to get the first down. And make it all the way down to the 36-yard line.
Stop by six.
And they gave it a shot to try to stop him from getting ahead of steam. And I want to give credit to the Jackson player who was in the backfield, and I can't quite get the number, and it looks like it was Charles Johnson.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I was going to say, if you don't know, just guess him, and you'll be right most of the time. I think it was eventually Cardair Sumner that brought him down, but Johnson kind of tripped him up.
In there to kept him from really fully executing that run. Still moved the chains, first and 10 for Waverly from the Vikings 36. Pistol formation. They give it to him, to Bell again, and this time he spun around.
22 Bell carries.
And is that Stamper making the stop in there?
Johnson. No, that's Johnson.
Johnson again.
Again. Come on, Steve. It's just Johnson. And again, Bell and Johnson squaring off again.
Yeah, Johnson's going to have 12 tackles by the end of the half here. 5:38 to play in the first half. Vikings still lead it 14-6. Waverly driving. They're inside of the 35 now. The 34-yard line, that's second down and about 8 yards. So still able to get a couple yards on the carry there was Owens. Or Bell, excuse me.
Oh, I like about Johnson, too, not just his toughness, but he looks like he's having a good time out there.
Yeah, he certainly is. Out there making plays. Shotgun here for Stone, looking to throw. He's going to get chased right out of the pocket. Has to throw it out to the sideline. They're going to want an intentional grounding call. No one really in the area, but the route was coming across, so they're going to let that be an incomplete pass, I think. And it'll be third down and 8.
Yeah, and that's a play where Shea Hanley will not receive any official statistic. But that was his doings, because he was definitely putting the pressure on Stone.
Well, and that, I mean, there were three Vikings that got off the line like they were in the 100 meters dash, just right out of the blocks and in the backfield. So, yeah, we were talking about maybe difficulties having the offensive line for Waverly be able to hold those pocket. In that case, there was no pocket. Stone was running for his life. Third down, 8 yards from the Vikings 34-yard line.
You know, you mentioned that the pursuit from the Jackson D line. This is where I expect maybe a screen pass to come out soon. Take advantage of that aggression if you're Waverly.
Stone and Bell in the backfield, and it's a fake. And they set up a screen as if prophesized, and wow, Jackson really did a good job defending it, but a nice run on the catch, and able to take it for first down distance. And I'm going to give that credit to, it looks like, Jason Silva Jr.
You know, I can see why you think that. I did hear the announcer, and I thought number Jason 9 Harris. Cedric Jackson, actually.
Cedric Jackson,
yeah,
in a way for the first down.
Yeah, well, as I said, I'm excuse making, yeah. But the white jerseys with the yellow letters is always tough for us from up here in the box. 4:54 to play in the second quarter. 14-6 our score. Vikings lead it, but Waverly keeping this drive alive with a penalty and a nice play there at the 21-yard line, first and 10. Stone with a handoff and some tough yardage there by Bell. He's going to get inside the 22, maybe Bell, the 17. They give it,
second down.
Yeah, 17-yard line. It'll be second down and about 5 yards here for the Warriors.
And it looked like Pippen and Sumner both in on that tackle.
Another helmet comes off on the field. So coming to the sidelines for Jackson was that Tyke Estwick? TBD. Vikings still waiting there in the defense. Second down, and we'll call it 6 here for Waverly from the 17. Stone with option fake to the runner. He keeps it, gets some contact. He's punished for it, but he gets inside the 15. And they'll make a second down at about, or third down at about 2 yards now for Waverly, as they continue to get a chunk here, chunk there, and keep this drive alive, trailing 14-6, and time ticking down toward the half with 3:44 to play.
And that looked like Charles Johnson was going to get Stone in the backfield. He made just a nice little shimmy move just to kind of get an escape and managed to pick up a couple there, too. Good run by Stone. Exactly what the Waverly staff wanted, too, a long drive, get that defense off the field. It's
yeah.
Kind of look a little winded against the Jackson High offense.
Third and 2. And back to throw, rolling out to pass to Stone. He gets the throw away, one-on-one down there. Good defense by Stamper. Called for, I think it was him for, no, it wasn't him for the pass interference call earlier. He waited, perfect timing as the ball hit the receiver's hand. He just came through and grabbed the arm. No way he could make that catch. So it's incomplete, fourth down and about two for the Warriors.
Yeah, that was great coverage by Stamper. And textbook, last second, reaching out for the ball, make sure you didn't draw any kind of penalty. Waverly's going to take their final timeout of the half, Steve. It's a big play. I don't blame them.
Well, sometimes these teams go through the first half, don't use a timeout. And I think Waverly's called them at the right time tonight. 30-second commercial break. Final 3:10 of the first half coming up on WKHM. Jackson leads 14-6.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Big play here, fourth down and 2.5, 3 yards or so for Waverly from the Vikings' 14-yard line. Would be a nice defensive stand here for Jackson. They give it to Bell. Gets through the line. He's going to get the first down distance. Not much more. He does get down to about the 10. And that's going to move the chains. See where they spot it at the 11. So he just got the distance. But that'll give them first and 10 from the Vikings' 11-yard line.
You know, it looked like Bell for sure had the first down and then started going east and west and like he was going to try to get a little more, and that almost cost him.
Limit Christie, 14-7 lead over Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. 45-yard pass from Notre Dame to get on the board before the half ends. 14-7, though, Titans in front by a score. Tough part of their schedule, although I don't think they have any easy ones the rest of the way. Right here, Vikings trying to hold on to their lead. Defense will rally, and there's Pippen getting into the backfield. I almost said Charles Johnson. Pippen making a Charles Johnson-esque play. Tackle for loss in the backfield, and that's huge for the Vikings defense. Push them back outside of the 15 for second down now and 15 yards.
That's funny because I agree with you. I saw the number two as Charles Johnson is number two, Pippen 21. When I saw that two dive, and I thought that was Johnson again.
We're in now. They got a trio on defense for the Vikings of Hanley, Johnson, and Pippen, who have been making big plays here all along. They just need to make a couple more here and get off the field. Second down and 14 from the 15-yard line. Rolling out the throw is Stone for Waverly. He's chased out of the pocket and now brought down. It's Pippen again. And Stone is slow to get up on the play.
21, Blair Pippen.
Move it back. I think they're going to take that back to the 25-yard line. Massive loss on the play. A great pursuit by Pippen. Stone had kind of escaped the rushers, and he would have thrown that away, but Pippen able to grab him kind of up around, up high, drag him right down. But to do that tackle without grabbing the face mask or the horse collar was a nice technique there for Pippen.
That's two plays in a row where Pippen has come out of nowhere. You know, here's where early in the first quarter they kind of wanted to test out freshman Kylan Davis, and they haven't thrown his way since. If you're Waverly, you feel like this is the time to test him out again, I guess.
Yeah, third down at 24. Stone back to throw, and that play will get whistled dead. False start now. So Waverly, after taking a couple losses there from great defensive plays, shoot themselves in the foot, going back five more yards and make it third down and a mile.
Yeah, I mean, again, Waverly might throw some kind of screen pass here or maybe even a draw, because I don't think they have time for Stone to drop back the way that Jackson defensive line is getting in there right now. Their quickness is just overtaking the Waverly offensive line.
I got another score update from East Jackson. 20-14, Vandercook Lake in the front with a minute 14 to play in the first quarter.
Oh, wow.
I hope he means quarter, not half. Or I hope he means half and not quarter, but that's a lot of clock stoppage there. Stolen back to pass. Brought down again. Pippen in the backfield again.
Stone is sacked again.
That's two sacks and a tackle for loss from Pippen all in this one series.
Gosh, that should... He's got to get that in that. That should be in his offensive yards category because they have moved. He has moved them back single-handedly from the 11-yard line to now fourth down from the 40.
That's the end of the first half. Our score, Jackson,
and that ends the half. Jackson will get into the locker room, 14-6 lead. Looked like Waverly was going to have a chance to tie or go ahead. Even well, I guess they would have had to. Tie. Anyway,
anyway,
it doesn't matter because Pippen makes three massive plays for the Vikings, keeps those points off the board. Jackson gets in the locker room with a lead. Let's take a 3-minute break here on the halftime, and we'll come back and analyze our first half of action. Again, Jackson leading 14-6 at the half over Waverly on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit GoTo.org.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter. In the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries, too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in-house. It's big city selection with small town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Rico Suave on the rejoin. Jackson High marching band on the field. Opening up their set with the theme from 2001, A Space Odyssey. I got to say, the brass, the trumpet specifically, Brian, so far, from the anthem in the pregame to now, sounding awesome. Great job, Jackson Viking Marching Band. Great job, Jackson Viking football team, too, in a game that was, we felt the momentum swing a couple different times in that first half. Brian, of course, the big play, a 98-yard interception return for a touchdown that got Jackson on the board and really reinvigorated them on both sides of the football. It felt like on that possession, that last Waverly possession, they got the penalty, kind of kept the drive alive, and then a couple runs from Bell had them feeling like they had momentum. Pippen, three big plays, takes all the momentum back for Jackson going into the locker room, and we're at a 14-6 score here.
Fun game. You know, we frequently, you know, spotlight what happened on offense. This time the game felt like defensively. It felt for a long time that Charles Johnson was like the Michael Jordan of defense, and he found his Pippen, and it wasn't Scotty, but it was Blair, because Blair came on strong, and as you said, just ended the half with a flurry of just tackle, two sacks and a tackle for loss.
Yeah, right now those Vikings linebackers feel unblockable. And so when Stone gets into that like long yardage situation, he's running for his life as soon as he catches that football. No time in the pocket. And so he hasn't had a chance to go after the freshman out there playing cornerback one-on-one with a receiver, because he's running for his life. He's got to get it to anyone he can find. And so far that's been no one, especially in the second quarter. That first drive for Waverly, they marched it down. They did a couple third down conversions, but they didn't seem particularly high effort. It seemed like you started to feel like if they need to, they can get third and 12. But that second quarter, things turned around, and Jackson figured out what was going on, and they were able to react, and a great job by the Vikings defense.
Yeah, we got to find out which Jackson High coach lit that fire under that defense, and whoever it was, pocket that speech, because it was day and night from the first drive to the rest of the game, rest of the half.
So Vikings at the half lead at 14-6 on the back of a very good defensive performance. Meanwhile, it's the offense over at Columbia Central. Grass Lake, 33-12. They lead Columbia Central. The comment from Matt Jarko sending me the score: Lape is throwing bombs all over the field. And we saw him do that against Lumen Christie. The arm is real for Braden Lape.
There's nothing that guy can't do.
It's starting to look that way more and more clearly. So they do end the first quarter over at East Jackson, and it's 20-14, Vandercook leading. 12 penalties in total.
Okay.
The reason for the drawn-out first quarter, it appears.
That explains it.
Our last update from Pontiac, Notre Dame Prep, and Lumen Christie. The Titans out to a 14-7 lead late in the first half. We'll look forward to some more updates from that. And did you have us a score from the Michigan Center tilt? Last update was 7-0.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
And I think Tony Howard must be having to do some coaching now.
Oh, is he your source?
he was my source.
Well, yeah, he's they trust him to do the difficult things over there, Coach Troy Allen told us.
They do.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a halftime commercial break here of 3 minutes. We'll get the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA. And before you know it, it'll be time for the second half here at Dungy Field at Withington Stadium. The Jackson Vikings leading the Waverly Warriors 14-6. And we'll be back for the second half on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
The celebration of school sports continues, and the football playoffs hit the golden anniversary. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Last week, we let you know that this is the MHSAA's 100th year, and how you can follow along as we celebrate school sports. One of those ways is social media posts highlighting MHSAA records, such as on September 2nd, 2010, Luke Wilcox of Portland St. Patrick returned an interception against Bath 100 yards for a touchdown. That's tied for the longest in MHSAA history. But this is also the 50th anniversary of the MHSAA football playoffs. The very first MHSAA football champions were crowned in 1975. It was Livonia Franklin in Class A, Dearborn Divine Child in Class B, Ishpeming in Class C, and Crystal Falls Forest Park in Class D. The Class A and D finals were played at Waldo Stadium in Kalamazoo, with Class B and C finals at Perry Short Stadium in Mount Pleasant. And only four teams in each class qualified for that postseason. In 1976, the finals moved to the Pontiac Silverdome, and they were played there until 2004. In 1977, the number of qualifiers doubled to eight, and then grew to 16 for each class in 1985. In 1990, the number of classes doubled from 4 to 8. And the final expansion for 11-player football came in 1999, when the number of qualifiers per class grew to 32. We'll have more on the 50th anniversary of the football playoffs later in the show. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. Utica Eisenhower senior Bryce Hurley, he scored three rushing touchdowns, one receiving touchdown, and returned a kickoff for a touchdown in a 33-16 win over Oxford. Woodhaven's Preston Scheffler, the freshman making his first start at quarterback, tossed three touchdown passes and a 20-0 win over Wyandotte Roosevelt. And Rockford's Cade Friesen and Logan Haglin, they each returned an interception for a score and a 30-23 win over Cass Tech.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the court. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In soccer, a kicked ball that inadvertently touches a player's arm is not a handball.
If a ball is kicked at someone's face and they instinctively put their hand in front of their face to block the ball, that is also not a handball. There was no intent. Handball, or handling, is called when the touch with a hand or arm is deliberate. However, if a ball glances off an offensive player's arm and goes into the goal is not allowed. Even if the touching was accidental or inadvertent, it's no goal. If the touching leads to an immediate goal-scoring opportunity, then it's also whistled for handling. As long as the inadvertent touching doesn't lead directly to a goal, it's play on.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Back with more on the 50th anniversary of the MHSAA football playoffs. Eight-player football was added in 2011 and split into two divisions in 2017. Farmington Hills Harrison has played in the most title games, 18, and they are tied with Jackson Lumen Christie for the most championships won, 13. Beale City and Crystal Falls Forest Park have each qualified for the postseason more than any other school, with 38 appearances each. Rockford has played in 28 straight playoffs, a record they are looking to extend to 29 this season. And the finals, as they have been since 2005, are at Ford Field in Detroit. Southfield A&T, Muskegon, Forest Hill Central, Harper Woods, Grand Rapids Catholic Central, Kingsley, Jackson, Lumen Christie, and Ubley are your reigning 11-player football state champions. Martin and Adrian Lenaway Christian are the returning champs in 8-player. The 50th MHSAA football postseason kicks off with district play on Friday, November 1st. Check out MHSAA.com for complete coverage all year long. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center features steel power equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, tree trimmers, power washers, and more. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center has easy material pickup and can deliver lumber right to your doorstep. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, everything to build your world with lumber, paint, plumbing, and outdoor tools. Just 6 miles west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the halftime wraps up here, Withington Stadium. I do want to shout out our touchdown sponsor today, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. And we had the biggest touchdown of the game, Brian, a 98-yard interception return for a touchdown. Jackson able to get the two-point conversion
21,
and give themselves a lead and then able to follow up with a touchdown on the next possession.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's getting Jaden Potter's name up on the board for a school record or not. Still haven't found that out. But 98-yard, it's a long one.
It's a long one. Pretty awesome. Jackson leads at 14-6, and they get to receive the football first here to start in the second half. Third quarter brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center out there in Spring Arbor. I live out that direction. Love having them there. Kickoff goes down to the 15-yard line, fielded there, and head of steam and great return. Looked like he had one guy to beat, and he's maybe in the end zone. Brought down past the 40-yard line. We get it spotted at the 44, and that was Zaire Simpson on the return.
Steve, what I liked about that, there was no dancing. He got the ball and immediately just went upfield in a sprint.
Reminded me of some old, like, Steve Breston kick returns for the Michigan Wolverines. We'll have their coverage tomorrow. 11 o'clock for the pregame, noon kickoff against the Texas Longhorns.
You mean Steve Breston, the Arizona Cardinals standout, went to Michigan?
He did.
I didn't even know that.
A lot of people didn't know that. They just know him from his Cardinals career. First and 10 Vikings shotgun. Kyron Stamper in the backfield. And he's going to keep it. Just a QB sweep to the left. And out of bounds at the 49. Jumps over the bench there on the sideline. And so on first down, he's going to go for about five. Second down and five.
So the run was good. The jump over the bench was better. But the best was how he kind of stuck the landing and didn't run into the golf cart that was right there. He looked like Simone Biles just sticking it.
Yeah, there's a lot of hazardous implements there on that part of the sideline. Second and five from the 49. Vikings will go for midfield here. Stamper out of the shotgun. And that snap is low. He picks it up and goes on more of a dive play. He gets past the 50 down to the 47-yard line in Waverly territory, 48-yard line. So that'll be third down and two here for the Vikings in Waverly territory. Gosh, if you can get 3-4 yards every time on that Stamper QB called run, why not keep going to the well?
Yeah, I tell you what, though, Stamper is not a big physical presence. And boy, he's talented enough and important enough to the team, you might want to not run him as much.
And he has the option play, keeps, goes to the left side, and there's why you don't want him to run it every time. He gets flipped over and slammed down. He does get past the 40-yard line to the 39. It's first down for the Vikings, but it came at a cost. He got slammed to the ground on that one.
Yeah, Jordan McCoy for Waverly really took Stamper down hard.
Vikings with their first possession here in the second half. The clock runs to 10:42, 14-6 Vikings lead from the left hash at the Waverly 38-yard line. First set of downs after the Stamper run, and he brings the team out of the huddle. Two in the backfield with Stamper this time.
Stamper won't carry it this time.
Prediction. Well, they're running a kind of a reverse play. And Stamper mishandled the football, so they'll drop him for a loss, and that's going to get back outside of the 40-yard line, and that's going to be on the 41 for Jackson. That'll make it second down at 13.
That looked like that was going to be a little fake to Simpson inside, and then maybe get it to Pippen coming around.
Coming end around, yeah.
A reverse. Just never could find the handle.
So they'll come out again it looked like it was going to be that two-back look, but now Pippen goes into the slot. Simpson in motion across the formation. Stamper takes the snap, keeps, and he looked at the throw. Bounces off a tackle, reverses field. He's got some room to run. Tuck that football, Stamper. 30-20 out of bounds at the 18-yard line. How did he stay on his feet? He was palming the football spins away from contact, and when he reverse field to go back, he was going to the right, reverse field back to the left, and there was nothing but green, and he's got, of course, quick feet, and he gets it all the way inside the 20 to the 19, so it's first and 10 for the Vikings after a broken play turns into a big game.
I liked how you made an exciting call and were preaching fundamentals all at the same time. He kind of looked like he had some old Walter Payton tapes that he was paying attention to, but he's good. Maybe not Walter Payton good.
He's going to take the snap here, and this time he gives it up. Hand off in the backfield. Not a lot of room. Tried to pick through the defense on the carry there. Carter Sumner stopped for a short loss. Second down and 11.
Second down.
And it's like, you know, I feel like you're right. I think the Jackson High coaches want to keep the ball in Stamper's hand as much as possible. You got to get him a little break every now and then. It's like the plays that aren't made for him are more just for a break for him.
Yeah. If we get something out of it, well, then we'll take it. But let's see what we can run for Stamper next. Sumner in the backfield with him. Four wide. They spread it out, rolling out to the left, looking to throw. He's got a man all alone. End zone. Touchdown. Vikings. Stamper says, I don't just run. I find the open man in the end zone. And gosh, as if Charles Johnson needed another thing to brag about tonight. He takes that 21-yard touchdown catch. And I don't know if it was miscommunication in the zone or just the defender fell down, but he was all alone. Really just pitch and catch there. Wide open in the end zone, Charles Johnson for the touchdown. Touchdown brought to you by Espen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. 20-6, the Vikings lead.
Yeah, and Steve, I think that was just the damage Stamper'd been doing with his legs. Everybody sold out, and then nobody covered Johnson. That's as wide open as you're ever going to be.
Yeah, and that's kind of that building on the play calling. Yeah. He had run that kind of quarterback design run sweep, and on that play, he looked like he was going to make that run again, and stopped and threw it instead.
Julian Gouldy on the hold.
And there's the hold. The kick is up. It's going to go wide and is not in. So that's where we'll sit. 20-6. Vikings lead it. 30-second commercial break. We continue on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Vikings lead it 20-6. Here with 8:37 to play in the third. We had an update. What was that Michigan Center score you had at the half over there?
14-7 Hanover, and a little bit of a surprise to me.
21 Blair Pippen.
Sounded like, though, Hayden Hinkle, quarterback for Michigan Center, might have gone down with a knee.
Nope, don't like that.
Nope.
Jackson kickoff goes up. High pop-up field at the 31. And he's going to look to run it across the formation, still on his feet, to the 35, 40. Now he's got blockers, 50, into Jackson territory and out of bounds at the 48-yard line. Good catch and run there by Terrell Suddeth-Doss Jr. Tremendous athlete. No, I think I had, do we have number four?
Yep,
Jordan McCoy.
Yep, I had Jordan McCoy.
Jordan McCoy got that catch and run.
Steve, in all games, there are always these moments where it feels like something's going to happen one way or the other. This, to me, feels like a big drive for Waverly, because if they give it right back to Jackson and they go score, the route might be on. However, if Waverly scores, we're in a one-score game, and it has just a total different feel. I think this is a big drive.
Hey, by the way, speaking of route, Grass Lake 47, Columbia Central 12 at the half. 47 first half points for Grass Lake.
Wow.
Waverly would like to add a score here. Out of the shotgun, Stone gives to... oh, man, look at the run. head of steam. He's going to get 15, maybe 18 on the carry there. And that is Bell, as usual, went out making a big run.
And I promise you, Jaden Potter had a much better time picking that one off and running 98 yards than he did just tackling Stone with a, or excuse me,
Bell
with a head of steam.
Scepter, a nice return and good field position to start. Waverly with a big play there at the 31. Down here in Viking territory, they could really use a big Blair Pippen tackle for loss. They're looking to blitz a little. They give to Bell. Breaks a tackle in the backfield. He's going to get past the 30. Still moving forward. They keep the pile going into the 25.
22.
Falls forward down at maybe the 23.
That looked like the rugby scrum.
It did.
Good job on the Viking defense.
So they get, Jesus, 7 yards off first down there. Most of it in a scrum. Bell does not go down on first contact.
Oh, no, like we said, he runs angry. But after doing a little checking, heck of a nice guy, though,
oh,
we were told.
Did you hear? Okay. Second and three. First down marker, 21. Ball at the 24. Waverly ball. It's spread wide. Two receivers to each side. Bell in the backfield. Stone will take the snap here out of the shotgun and missed the exchange. Jackson dives on it. Vikings have it. First down, Vikings. Fumble recovery. And
is that Charles Johnson.
He's got a touchdown. He's got a sack. Big tackle for loss. Now fumble recovery. Charles Johnson trying to put his stamp early on that player of the game moniker. And it'd be tough to give it to anybody else right now. We got a lot of football to play. 7-0-3 to play here in the third. Vikings capitalize on the fumble, and they'll take over with a first down in their own territory at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, I think if Jackson could put together a little drive here and punch it in, like I said, the route might be on. Because talk about momentum shift. Waverly looked like they were putting together a pretty good drive behind Bell's legs.
Yeah, turnover is the difference maker right now. Stamper with two backs joining him. He hands it off. No, he keeps. They do that end around play they wanted to. Pippen's got it. He's on the run. Cuts it back inside. 40. 30-yard line. He's brought down. Pippen showing the speed. And he, Blair Pippen, almost as if to say, hold up, there is someone else who could win that player of the game, and I'm him. Down to the 30-yard line. First and 10 Vikings flipping the field around, and they're in Waverly territory with 6:44 to go on the clock, ticking with a 20-6 lead here in the third quarter, brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Stamper takes a snap. He's going to take off right away. Dives up the middle. Breaks a tackle at the 20. Takes a hit down to the 18-yard line. First and 10 again for the Vikings and Stamper. And almost felt like he didn't want to keep it, but he had to, and he made the most of it.
And I'll tell you what, the way he's playing, if you don't think we're going to not at least discuss him as player of the game, you have another thing coming for you.
3:49 to go in the second over at East Jackson. Vandercook Lake still leads that 20-14. As we've got 6:05 to play here in the third quarter. They have a halftime celebration over there at about 9 o'clock. Handoff on first down, breaking away into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings! 18 yards to Painter, picking through the defense, taking it to the house. And another Viking looking for some player of the game acknowledgement, Zaire Simpson. Did I have that correct, Brian?
See, I had Nastali with that, number three.
You're probably right.
But again, in all defense, numbers are tough to see tonight.
Yep.
We don't have the professional spotters up here.
Yeah, we should at least get a telescope or something. Touchdown Vikings, nevertheless, and we'll give that credit to Nastali. And the Vikings, maybe a two-point try here, leading it 26-16. That touchdown brought to you by Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Oh, we have the swinging gate set up. No, not quite.
I think they just didn't know where the ball was.
Okay.
Three receivers wide left for Stamper, one to the right. And he's going to step back, looking to throw, now escapes. Looking for a race to the corner. He's going to get through. Stays on his feet. What a tough run. The ball's loose in the end zone. And they're just going to say no good.
They're claiming no, but boy, I thought he'd already crossed before that fumbled.
That's what it looked like to me, and I think that's what he's probably saying to the official.
No good.
And I think Coach Parker's trying to get him up. Hey, it's all right, guys. Let's not get a flag.
Yep.
26-6. We got a 3-score lead here. And we've got a 30-second commercial break coming. 26-6. Vikings lead it here on WKHM. Back in 30.
Need plastics? Arrow Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Arrow Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at arrow.com/plastics.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, and we did get a flag coming in, maybe arguing like what we thought, Brian, that he had crossed the plane and that was a good two-point try. Stamper looked like he had some daylight and that he was just going to walk into the end zone. Well, Waverly reacted.
Five, Jace Harris, and the
couldn't stop him. He spun away from some tacklers, holding the ball out, put it over the end zone line, which should have been a two-point try. Instead, it got knocked loose, and they simply whistled said the two-point try was failed.
And with all the football average people watch, we always have the benefit of this going to instant replay, and they can adjust. Right. And, you know, this is high school officials trying to make bang-bang calls, and that was close.
Yeah. But what they didn't let go is you can't...
Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Vikings.
Yeah, you can't be unsportsmanlike to the officials, especially. And we may be critical or ask questions about them, Brian, but you and I both know a number of officials and appreciate the fact that they come out here on Friday night and do this job. We couldn't have this fun that we have without officials to do the games, and I appreciate their effort every time.
A lot of great guys out there in Jackson area as officials, too, that are just fun guys to be around.
Yep, so a kickoff from the 25 for the Vikings. Good squib. Gets all the way down to 25 and mishandled. It's going back to the 17 and picked up. Jackson with a chance to stop him. No, he's going to escape out to the 42-yard line. And Waverly in danger of having terrible starting field position. Actually five, turns it into decent field position at the 42 in their own territory.
15,
first and 10. And I think we're going to give that return yardage 10. To Jace Harris.
And here's where I'm supposed to have an answer for you, but it baffles me on how many times you see punt or kick returns that are either muffed or, you know, that kind of get by somebody. And then they turn out to be big gains. I don't know if it's the recovery or the...
Yeah,
you know, the special teams kind of let down and think that they're going to... I don't have an explanation for it, but...
Pistol formation here for Waverly, running a motion across the formation. Still a handoff to Bell, and he's got some room off tackle. Out to the sideline, turns upfield at the 50, push out of bounds. And let's see where they spot it at the 46 in Viking territory, first and 10 for Waverly. Feels like they've got to get something on this drive. Right now the Vikings offense has momentum. We got 5:39 to play in the third quarter for Spring Harbor Lumber.
Spring Harbor Lumber.
I got that jingle in my head.
Not bad. Yeah, that does. Right. That sticks to you.
Oh, my God.
Right now it feels like Waverly's offense is kind of starting to wear down, and Bell is getting less and less favorable to tackle.
He takes a handoff again. Steady die to him. Bounces off a tackler. They have to gang tackle him. He gets down to about the 42. 41 is the spot there. Pretty good there on the forward progress. 5 yards on first down. Second and 5-4 Waverly at the Vikings 41-yard line. Now down near 5 minutes. We did get an update. Field goal by our guy, Andrew Salazar. Luna Christie leads at 17-7 in late in the third quarter over in Pontiac. Cadell Williams not dressed in that game with a broken hand.
Yeah, that was a shame to hear.
Stone with that wide receiver screen mishandled and should have been incomplete. It bounced. It wasn't a backwards pass, was it, Brian?
But I didn't think so, but are they treating it as if that was the case?
They are because...
Okay, or now the PA announcer said incomplete, but they spotted it up.
But he's wrong. Yeah, they spotted back at the 44.
Yeah.
So they lose 4 yards on the failed screen. Third down and eight here. Backyard, a backward pass mishandled, but it's in that case it's treated as a fumble. So shotgun here for Stone. Three receivers to his right. Bell in the backfield. He steps back to pass. We get a flag coming in. And that would be where I'd expect. Looks like an offside signal against the Vikings.
Offsides against the Vikings.
So a little help on that one from the Vikings defense. So Waverly will move it back up. And that'll go to about the 40-yard line. And make a third down. And 1, 2, 3.
That's a good thing for Waverly, because I was about to say, Mama, there goes that man again. Charles Johnson was in the backfield ready to make a play.
Stone in similar formation. They give it to Bell on third. And there's a battle standing up at the 35. Bell wins it, gets Bell forward, and Harry moves the chains. And they'll spot that at the 35-yard line.
And that was Cardair Sumner that met Bell. Bell got the best of that meeting, and Bell's gotten the best of a lot of meetings. And again, as the game just goes on, Bell does become harder and harder. You know, you get fatigued, and all of a sudden you have to tackle that monster.
4:22 to play in the third, taken away, 26-6 Vikings lead. It's first and 10 for Waverly from the Vikings' 35-yard line. Three receivers to the right for Stone. Bell in the backfield. He goes to throw quick. Throw to the curl route, and a flag comes in late in the play, so it's caught at about the 31-yard line. We'll see what the flag is. I didn't see anything wrong with the tackle. Maybe a hold or something, but
maybe you know what? They might have got somebody illegally downfield for Waverly.
I think that was the signal. So as Waverly with some positive yardage, they'll take some back off here, put it back on the 40-yard line, and that'll be second and 15, first and 15.
It's as if one of the Waverly linemen just thought, oh, this must be another Bell handoff, and he started blocking. Got downfield.
Wasn't listening there in the huddle.
Well, this is the way Jackson's going to maybe get a stop, is a little penalty and push Bell back.
First and 15 from the 40-yard line. Oh, quick throw to an out route there. It's going to get him a couple yards. Not quite back to that original line of scrimmage. So they'll go to the 37. And it'll be second down and 12 for Waverly.
Second down.
26-6 our score here. 3:25 to go here. Third quarter as it ticks away for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. And, of course, thank you to all of our sponsors tonight. Our touchdown sponsor, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thanks to Zaire Simpson for that nice, just open field tackle one-on-one.
Yeah.
If he gets by him, he's still running.
Shotgun again for Stone. Bell's in the backfield. He's going to throw. That gets one away. One-on-one on the sideline. Throw is broken up. And nearly picked off over there, and I think that's Simpson out there on the defense.
Yeah. Great job by Simpson, running stride for stride and getting that head back. You know, that's what we didn't see in the first quarter a couple times.
And really going up there with a chance to make the interception.
Yeah.
It was a 50-50 ball, and if Simpson doesn't stay stride for stride, if that guy gets a step, that's a touchdown. Pretty good thrown ball by Stone, but good coverage by the Vikings, and with third down and 12 now the call. You got a Viking player slow to get up here? Is that what's up? Tying a shoelace, maybe.
And you know who was tying it? Charles Johnson.
He does everything. There's a handoff coming across on a sweep. Vikings will slow it down, and there's a nice open field tackle for Jackson.
Stop by nine,
and
that's the freshman.
Fourth down.
Yep, number nine, Kylan Davis.
And it looks like that was Bell on the carry. No, it had a different carrier.
Yeah, I was going to say Bell would have ran him over. That I could not tell who that was on the carry, but I could tell it was not Bell.
Jabril Goins.
Okay, I can get behind that. And I'm sure Kylan Davis was happy it wasn't Bell.
So they get a couple yards on the carry. They get it up to the 34-yard line. Makes it fourth down and nine for Waverly in Jackson territory.
It's kind of the game here, I feel. They don't pick it up. Jackson's winning.
2 minutes to go in the third as they snap the ball. Stone set up the screen. It's picked off. Read expertly by the Vikings. Another interception that's going to go for a touchdown. No flags. Touchdown, Vikings. The defense continues to make plays. And this one, it is Bryce Nastali. He's run one in. He's intercepted one for a touchdown. Vikings pouring it on here, 32-6. As we reach the 147 mark in the third quarter, and Jackson's lead grows. Big defensive plays all day for the Vikings.
Steve, not just a great catch by Nastali, but how about sniffing out that screen and backing up to pick that off? Like, he was coming in on the rush and stopped in his tracks, diagnosed what was happening, and what a pick.
Yeah, not fooled at all is how it felt. Felt like he read that the whole way and made that play. Looks like a two-point try here. No, they're going to tee one up. Give Pippen another chance at it. 32-6 Vikings on the touchdown. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. The hold is bad, and so they go and throw it. Maybe it was a designed fake. Charles Johnson with a two-point catch. It's almost like he felt guilty that someone else did something, so he had to go put his stamp on this drive. Charles Johnson having the game of a lifetime here, and it's 34-6 Vikings. 30-second commercial break as we continue with this onslaught from the Vikings on WKHM back in 30.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Listening to high school football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, another update from the Lumen Christie tilt. 17-14 Titans lead. They have 11 minutes left.
A little tighter there than it is here now after the Daniel Eubanks backup quarterback.
We think that was an actual design fake.
And if it was, I'd like to see Jackson hold that to a different moment, because up 26-6, don't waste what a beautiful play that was.
You don't want there to be film on that.
Yeah, no.
That was well executed.
That was a great fake by Eubanks.
Mini 47 to play in the third. Kickoff goes, bounces at the 30, fielded there. Getting up to the 35 through the defense, and then suplexed at the 43. First and 10 there for Waverly. And the Warriors see their chances down to slim and none, 34-6.
13, Elijah Campbell on the return.
Looks like we're going to get a...
I don't see a flag out there. I think that's why they're upset that there wasn't any flag. A little of that late game chippiness when some of these games get out of hand.
Yeah, Steve, a flag did come out.
Did it?
Yep.
Did they pick it up already?
Yeah, I think that's... sideline official picked it up a little unsportsmanlike.
There it is.
Against the Vikings.
So the Vikings, after some great plays, you don't like to get an unsportsmanlike call, but that's indeed what will happen. So 15 yards added to the end of the run, and that'll put Waverly back in Vikings territory. It hasn't mattered so far in the second half. Waverly has been down there quite a bit recently, But the Vikings defense has had the right calls to keep them out of the end zone. They'll try again here from the Vikings 43-yard line, first and 10. Stone takes the snap, fakes it, keep. And Stone will try to slide there at the 35. There was some contact, but again, Stone going to the slide late. He's going to take the hit, and they should spot that at the 36.
Yeah, and he really went into that slide even a yard earlier than that. And that's where they're supposed to put it. And you were right, that was a late slide, and I'm glad to see no penalty flag on that because that's frustrating.
And the contact was minimal. You can tell the guy tried not to hit. So second down at about 3. And looks like they're going to the switch, that Wildcat with the athlete back there. And he will give it up. So the carry goes to the 35, still on his feet to the 33.
That's Caden Bell.
So Bell still making a nice play after contact. It'll be third down about 1 here for Waverly. As they went with Doss Jr. at the quarterback spot on that play.
Boy, third and short. Everybody would think for sure this is going to Bell. Maybe this is a good time for a little fake and try to get a touchdown if you're Waverly down by 28.
And that's still Doss Jr. in there, and he's going to keep it on the third down run. And it looks like they had him stopped, and they do. They'll spot that. He actually lost it about a half a yard, so it'll be fourth down and about 2 here. Yeah, they might have been better off a little play action throw, especially with that athlete back there, not the quarterback. Might catch him a little bit there. But we're going to run out of time here on the third quarter for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. 12 minutes to play in this one. Jackson comfortably in front, 34-6. It'll be a fourth down play when we come back after a 60-second break with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Rico.
So on fourth down and short, Bell plays the quarterback spot, takes the snap, gets the first down, and then a little more, and now we got a Vikings player down on the field. The spot's going to be at the 30, and we'll see. I didn't see who's down on the field.
Is that Johnson?
And it looked like maybe holding his knee, maybe the wind knocked out of him. The helmet is off.
Okay, it is not Johnson. I do see number 2 standing.
So with 11:53 to play, we're here in the fourth quarter. It's a first and 10 for Waverly from the Vikings 30-yard line. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Fuller's Chem Dry. Shout out to Nick Fuller. We played a scramble. He was our fourth in a scramble on Wednesday. Myself, Doug Hansen, Ron O'Rourke, and Nick Fuller, and we shot 15 under and came in fourth.
That's some sticks right there on that team.
We had a 57, yeah, and then I was there too. We had a 50. I think we had 57, and the winners were 55. So we had been able to capitalize on Ron driving it onto that par 4 and make that eagle putt.
Where was that?
Right there. Pierce Lake.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
That's a lovely spot.
Yeah, that's
a lot of Pierce
Lake. Yeah.
Well kept. Good people out there in Chelsea.
Yeah.
Good people. Fuller's Chem Dry. I forgot. Why did I start talking about that? Yeah. Nick Fuller, also the proprietor over at Schlenker's. And, of course, we don't have to say anything good about Schlenker's. You hear the name, your mouth starts watering. You start thinking about a good burger. So it's Zaire Simpson down on the play. He's getting off under his own power, but when he gets to the sideline there, he kind of went back down to the ground. Maybe a cramp, maybe something with his knee. If it was kind of a knee thing, they wouldn't have just let him walk off that way. So I'm feeling like it's a cramp.
And they're holding him in cramp position.
Yep. Cramp treatment position.
We love seeing that. We want to get out of here without an injury. It feels like we're snake bit every time we're here. An ambulance has to come.
First and 10 from the 30. Waverly under center. Stone hands off to Bell off tackle. Goes up the right side. He's hit. Stays on his feet down to the 25. Maybe the 24 is where they'll spot it.
Stop by six
yards off first down. Second down and four for Waverly. As the clock ticks away, the clock now, the Vikings' best friend, leading 34-6. I don't know if Waverly's got 28 points in them.
No, probably not the way they play. Yeah. But you know what's crazy in high school games when you see 34-6 is it's usually domination. I feel like Waverly, you know, minus a few errors, could be right in this game. This could be a one-score game, and Bell's looked great. Bell's a college running back somewhere.
It's really been those big defensive plays for Jackson with timely sack, couple interceptions. As Bell bounces off a tackle, spins to the 20, and takes seven Vikings to bring him down. They push him all the way back, but the forward progress is going to get him out to the 20, and they're going to move the chains, first and 10. Yeah, if not for the turnovers, let's say Waverly scores on those three drives instead of turns it over. That's 21 points.
That is. And that's great math.
Ish. They only have six now, so they maybe mess up the extra points.
But you are right. I mean, this definitely could just be a different game, but minus a couple big plays.
Which, by the way, deserving of kudos for those great individual efforts and team effort here by the Vikings. There's a pass, Stone up the middle, caught behind the defense. Touchdown! Touchdown!
Pass is complete to 9, Cedric Jackson for a Waverly touchdown.
And just got behind everybody. Stone had enough time to get the throw away. It was a quick release. And who did we get on the carry?
I think that was the athlete, Terrell Sudith Das, maybe. I could be wrong.
I'm gonna say I thought it was Cedric Jackson. Number
this
nine.
Time I think you're right.
All right.
I agree with that. Cedric Jackson.
9:40 left in Pontiac. Lumen Christi still leads that one 21-7. Oh no. 21-17, Notre Dame leads it. 2-point try here. Bell in the backfield. Again, angry stiff arm takes another Jackson Viking off, but they can't get inside the five. 1-on-4, and the Vikings make the tackle. And, of course, Charles Johnson in on the play. 10:06 to play here. Waverly with the score. They cut the lead to 34-12. Jackson will get it back when we return. 30-second break here on WKHM after the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
9-5. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the fourth quarter here. Brought to you by... Who's our fourth quarter sponsor? Was Fuller's Chem Dry. Nick Fuller and the gang. And, of course... also the proprietor of Schlenker's Sirloin Burgers.
So let's hear a little Nick Fuller golf breakdown. Good iron player? What's his strength?
Oh, well, He's a very consistent driver. Hits the ball down the middle. Not especially long, but
serviceable.
Long enough, for okay. sure. I'll take 245 in the middle of the fairway anywhere we play. So I'd say he does that good. Was very good on that, like, 85 and in.
Oh, yeah. Can Doug Hansen still get it out there?
Oh, yeah. And Doug, to the same extent, he's not got as much distance as he used to, but straight. All right, we got Lumen with the ball back at their own 10. Still some time left, but trailing 21-17. Here we get a penalty.
That was an inadvertent flag,
okay. So a 10:06 to play, 34-12. Jackson leads by 12. No, that's not 20. That'd be 24. They lead by 22.
Yeah, yep.
So three-score lead for the Vikings. The fourth quarter for Fuller's Chem Dry.
Get you talking about golf, and you get kind of excited.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how to play this weekend.
Yeah.
Fielded at the 10, the kickoff, and that is Stamper. Takes a hit at the 28 and brought it down. So that's where the Vikings will take over field position at the 28.
Good tackle there by Elijah Campbell for Waverly.
Stopped by 13, Elijah Campbell. The Vikings have it first and 10.
All right, well, so Grass Lake had a 47-12 lead over Columbia Central at the half. The end of the third, it's still 47-12 Grass Lake. I guess Randy Cole must have took his foot off the gas in that one. Braden Lake probably putting those school records in jeopardy on that that kind of a night.
Maybe he left. He had a concert at 8:30.
All right, 10 minutes precisely remain in this one. 34-12. Jackson with the lead and a handoff. Gets out into the clear. Gets to the sideline. Gets to the edge. 50 into the Waverly end of the field. 48-yard line and brought down hard. And that's Sumner, I believe, on the carry there for Jackson. And that'll get him a first down in Waverly territory.
And up by 22, and your Jackson coaching staff, you'd love to be able to get the ball into someone other than Stamper's hands. Like, give his little body a rest. He's done enough tonight.
Keep it in bounds and would have kept the clock running here, but we've got a Waverly player slow to get up on the field and the training staff visiting them. And again, I'm not wishing for a cramp, but as far as injuries that would keep you from getting up, a cramp is definitely much more palatable than anything else. On what's been a sort of a balmy night, not nearly like what we had last week and certainly not what we expect maybe next week, but beautiful night here for football. Really, it's felt that way.
And feels like football weather.
Yeah, it's the first time it's really felt like that in September. And tomorrow, even with 64 for the high on Saturday, we'll be partly sunny. Probably still a nice day to go and hit the links. You just have to wear your long sleeves.
Which is that's not bad, is it?
No, it's cozy off weather.
That's
been wearing those short sleeves all summer. You want to get out the new. That fashion show aspect of playing golf.
It's my summer regret. You and I just didn't get out.
We didn't. Much I couldn't get you to come out and call a baseball game with me.
Yeah.
You're just in demand. We're going to miss you a couple times during this season while you go, again, be in demand. The professor is in demand. You're going to be out teaching lessons, life lessons.
Officiating my first wedding next weekend.
Yeah
so that's.
How do they get. How does they end up with you?
That's kind
of. How do you get certified for that?
You need to know people.
Clear things up. Vikings with the first and 10 after the nice run. And there's another broken tackle on the carry there.
Carries for the Vikings.
And who do we have on that?
Pushed out of bounds by the Warriors.
Is that Jaden Ramirez?
Jaden Ramirez.
Number 10. Yeah, we haven't called Jaden's name.
Second down.
Which is nice, getting some of these guys in.
Go a little deeper into the roster here as you look to run some clock away. I think he did go out of bounds at the end of the play, but 8 yards on first down makes him second down and two from the 40-yard line.
That always happens where some backups come in, have big yards, so that their family can say, see, I don't know why the coach isn't playing him more. He's averaging 8 yards a carry.
I think the greatest version of that was it. Xavier Gallant, who was like three carries and they were all touchdowns. And there's some flags coming in late in that play as they go to Cardier Sumner and then
I don't know where that
flag's going to be for, but it, and then some extracurriculars.
Yeah, this is when we see that, isn't it?
So it's 34-12, 9:33 to play as the officials discuss the latest flag incident. And by the way, the reason they're just at the half over at East Jackson between Vandercook Lake and the Trojans, 19 penalties at one point, and that was, I think that's when they stopped counting. And so that extended that game so much longer. And we'd like to, at this point, let's run some clock out here. So it'll be a hold against the Vikings. And so they'll move that back 10 yards from the spot. And that's going to be back to the 50. And that'll make it second down and 12 yards.
And again, you gave kudos to the officials already just for the job they do. Kudos to them now still calling the game as they see it. Because I know if I was out there, I'd be thinking, okay,
yeah,
let's go ahead. You know, we'll let that small hold go. Let's get this game going.
We got the Packers and the Eagles in Brazil
game
tonight. Chirp receivers to the left for the Vikings. And that's going to be a keeper there for Stamper. Nice little jump cut away from the defense. He gets down to the 45. And so about five on the carry. And it'll be second down, and oh, they'll move it back one. 46. So it'll be third down and seven here for the Vikings. Maybe eight. 9 minutes as the clock runs here in the fourth quarter for Fuller's Chem Dry.
If you're the Vikings here, you got to understand, like you said, clock is your friend. Keep this on the ground. Just don't turn it over. A punt's okay.
Mm-hmm. There's one for Sumner. Cardair carries down to the 43. And that'll make it fourth down and about four. And I know you said a punt's all right here, but at this part of the field, a fourth down carry for about 3 yards even would be all right, as long as you don't do it, commit a turnover. That's plenty of field there. And now we have a...
Now that's a cramp.
Waverly player collapsed. That looked like a...
Officials timeout.
Like he was going for a Academy Award on that one.
That did look like one of those fake ones. And let's hope that's true.
Yeah, but no, I certainly cramped because he tried to get up and then just went back to his backside again. Now rolling onto his front and jumped to his feet and now walks off. That was the weirdest injury delay I've ever seen. But.
That almost made you feel like that was fake, because he was walking fine, and then, as you said, it looked like acting like just landing to stop the clock.
So the official timeout, we got everybody huddled up on each sideline. And I wanted to go get us another, as much as we could get for a score update here. I'm waiting for a Lumen update. We've got... Our last update was 20-14 at the half over at East Jackson. Vandercook Lake leading that one by a score. And still 47-12, Grass Lake leading Columbia Central. And did we get a Michigan Center update?
That's still 14-7 is the last thing I saw at half, so it's got to be in the fourth quarter now. I'm trying for you.
All right. Vikings back on the line of scrimmage. Stamper in the shotgun. And he gives it up again to Sumner. Dives in, and he's going to get to the 40. Nothing more. And so turnover on downs for the Vikings. Waverly will take over from their own 40-yard line.
The play results from turnover on down. Waverly takes over first and 10.
And we'll go the other way here. 7:54 to play. Still 34-12 Vikings.
Steve, I'm getting Hanover Horton up 21-20 on Michigan Center with 6 minutes to go in the game. So a couple close games in the area.
First,
this one not so much.
No. And I don't know if that's going to be a false start or offsides. There was some premature movement. And it's going to go against the Vikings.
Illegal substitution,
the call. So 5 yards, and we go out to the 44-yard line. And it'll be first down and five for Waverly. Clock stops at 7:51. 34-12, Jackson leads. If you're just joining us, we've been getting as many out-of-town scores as we can get for you. Try to keep things interesting here as the Vikings try to salt this one away. Snaps a little low for Stone. He picks it up to run. And actually a decent gain for him down to the 47-yard line. And that'll bring up a second down and one for Waverly. But more importantly, gets the clock running. Fourth quarter brought to you by Fuller's Chem Dry. Stay tuned. Following the conclusion of tonight's game, we'll get our player of the game brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. 80 years for those guys. We'll see which player brought the heat tonight, and there were many. It's going to be a tough choice. Back to throw. Stone gets it away past the first down marker. On his feet into Vikings territory at the 47. Coming out of the play with the football, the Vikings running the other way. I think they're going to whistle that play dead with forward progress. Now there's a discussion.
Yeah, they are, and I don't know that that's going to be the correct call because it did look like that ball came out. The Jackson High players sure believe it did.
Charles Johnson thinks it is. I'm inclined to agree with him.
Yeah, whatever Charles Johnson says, I believe.
He's still holding steady to that. Although, what do they do except give the Vikings the ball where it was down? Because that guy was running out of there with the ball. He would have had to the play would have had to continue.
And the whistle did blow. And I think maybe it blew before the fumble. And I think that's what they're going to call.
No, they're saying the Vikings look excited. And we still, I guess we're waiting for an explanation from the official. He just points it to the Vikings.
The Vikings punch the ball loose and recover. Taking over first and 10.
And let's see where they're going to spot it.
Yeah. And that was such an odd play. I don't know who to give radio credit to on even the tackle or who came out with it.
So they're going to put it in Waverly territory at the 47. And that's where the Vikings will take over first and 10. So really, after kind of a smooth first, second, third quarter. The fourth has been a little more
choppy.
Word for it. 7:05 to play. Vikings get the ball back.
Here's where I'm sure they would like a few runs, couple first downs, and maybe just end this thing.
And that's a handoff. And there's Sumner. Cardiac here is down to the 36. He'll get 11 yards on first down and move the chains for the Vikings.
Yeah, both Sumner and Simpson have made some nice runs here late. I said Jackson would like a few first downs. There's one.
Yeah, and the clock continues to tick down to 6 minutes, or at least working its way toward there. Again, the move to the backup quarterback.
Gibson Drummond?
It's another gift to Sumner, and he's going to carry down to the 32.
Six Sumner carries for the Vikings.
And that's another four or five yards on the carry.
Second down.
And it's Eubanks on the
It's funny because early we had a hard time seeing jersey numbers with the sun. Now we're kind of like we are most of our lives, just sitting here lonely in the dark.
I did try to turn the light on earlier, and we were without the ability.
I was hoping my light would just shine bright enough for you to read the program.
You know when people say you light up a room? That's not what they mean. This time another handoff. This one's going to go to Nastali, and he's going to take it past the first down marker inside the 30. inside the 25 and the 22, and hopefully stopped in bounds.
Stopped by four, Jordan McCoy.
And
Jackson, first down.
The clock stops here as they move the chains. Now it's running again. 5:18 to play. Fourth quarter for Fuller's Chem Dry.
And you can just feel kind of the air out of the field right now. It's like, and I'm not saying Waverly's quitting. It's just so like it's time to just go through the motions.
A little bit, yes. Under 5 minutes to play, 34-12, our score here. Eubanks in the shotgun, that's another give. And down to the corner, turn the corner, down to the 10. Good tough run there.
10, James Ramirez on
and
the
that's
carry.
Ramirez on the carry. Stop we only mentioned his name once earlier, but that was a nice run.
Yeah, and Ramirez, just a sophomore.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll be calling his name a lot these next couple of years, as Jackson High has a lot of seniors that are touching the ball right now, so
yep.
It's going to be a new wave next year.
Vikings well on their way to a 2-0 start here, and that early part of the schedule, they do want to capitalize and get those wins piled up so they can make a case for a playoff berth. Down to 4:17 now to play here, fourth quarter. Still 34-12, Vikings lead. Football is on the 12-yard line. A couple guys in motion. They take the snap, and it was bound to be some sort of a... We get a timeout. I think the play clock ran down a little far there. So 4:01, they stop the clock. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. Final 4 minutes to play when we come back. 34-12, Vikings lead it here at WKHM. Online at WKHM.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Our last update from Pontiac, Notre Dame 28, Lumen Christi 17 with three to go. Dominating second half for Notre Dame. Of course, the Titans playing without Cadell Williams. And there's Eubanks with a handoff. Sumner on his feet, inside the 10, down to about the 7 before he's pushed backwards. Out of the timeout, Vikings get the clock running again. We're down to 3:48 to go here, fourth quarter for Fuller's Chem Dry. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. Get the mentions list, particularly Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee, Softwater, AeroQuip Credit Union, Performance Automotive Northwest, Will Be Transit Mix, County National Bank, the Sykes Group, and Morgan Stanley, connecting clients with the future they envision. There's another guy I played an outing with this year, Casey Sykes. Excellent golfer. Eubanks hands off again. And Sumner's going to take it to pay dirt. Vikings back in the end zone. And they'll make it 40-12.
Steve, and that Sumner run there, that line just opened up a hole where he just kind of waltzed in.
Yeah.
I say that Waverly D just kind of looks like all the air is out of him.
Yep. So get that. Kick after attempt. 3:13 to play. The kick is good. 41-12. The Vikings comfortably in front. 30-second commercial break, and they'll kick it off again when we come back on WKHM. Let's wrap this up.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. That Vikings touchdown brought to you by Espen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Vikings will kick it off one more time with 3:13 to play. 41-12, they lead it here.
Steven, our way out of town scoreboard. Eagles up 7-6 on the Packers with 10:24 to go in the second quarter. And the Kansas City Royals up 2-0 on the Twins in their quest for another playoff berth.
Boo! Is there a way both of those teams could lose?
Hey, bite your tongue.
25-yard line fielded by Waverly. And we get a flag coming in right around the 40-yard line. He's brought down to 42. Sumner making the tackle after scoring the touchdown. See what that flag represents.
I guess I need to also correct Packers now after ex-Spartan Jalen Reed touchdown 33-yarder. Packers now up 12-7 on the Eagles. Probably soon to be 13.
Wow, Lumen Christie has scored. The score is 28-24. And they have recovered an onside kick at the Notre Dame 38 with 48 seconds left.
Wow.
It's not over yet for the Titans. Timmy Crowley's got an arm. Waverly football here, first and 10 from the 21. No, that's 29.
Pass complete to 12, Julio Nadeau.
Completed a pass to the 33.
Second down.
.243 to play, ticking away. I'm kind of waiting for that last update from Lumen.
And the Lumen game's close. Center's game's close. This game, however, not so much.
41-12. There's a QB keep. The athlete, Doss Jr., breaks a tackle, still on his feet at the 40. Keep him inbounds, Vikings.
And they did.
They did.
George McCoy on the carry. Stopped by three, Bryson Stallion, five, Kenyon Dunklin.
Up to the 39-yard line.
Results in the Waverly first down.
Clock stops at 2:19. No, it's going again. All right. They stopped him with forward progress, and then he went down out of bounds, but they had blown the whistle. 41-yard line, first and 10.
I'm sorry, Steve. Little surprised to still see Johnson and Pippen and most of the first-team defense still in there for Jackson. I think I'd take them out right now.
Taking the snap, back to throw. Has some time over the middle. Caught at the 48. Tackled there. And so
Dorsey's pass complete to five.
Dorsey in to make the throw for Waverly. Robert Dorsey the third. And that was caught by Jace Harris at the Vikings 49-yard line, second and two. For Waverly. And a minute 25 to go. Clock still running. 41-12 our score here. Three receivers to the right. And it's Dorsey back in at quarterback. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Gets it away. Open guy, caught. Gonna get the first down, and he's gonna stand his feet, go out of bounds, and stop the clock with a minute five to play.
A nice looking pass there by Dorsey. He's a big fella too. That's maybe not like Jamarcus Russell big, but he's a big quarterback.
couple nice throws, too, coming in there in substitution for Stone, who wasn't bad. He didn't have that kind of time that Dorsey's had on these last two throws, but that's a kudos to the Jackson High defense. Dorsey looking to throw again. He gets out to the sideline stop route. 41-yard line, 42 with the forward progress. The good news is he's tackled in bounds, and the clock continues. 41-12 now the score.
The bad news is the cramp's going to stop the clock.
Stopped by 9, Kylan Davis. Officials timeout from injured warrior.
Yep, that is a cramp. Assume the cramp position. 48 seconds left here. Our last update from Pontiac was the 4th and 3 with 25 seconds left. Haven't heard what the result is. We'll keep checking that as we continue here. Players still down on the field. Thanks again to our sponsors. Stay tuned here. We'll take a quick break at the end of this one, give you a quick recap, and wrap it up here from Jackson High. The Vikings do lead at 41-12 as the Viking faithful start to empty the stands here. Players head back out on the field. We may get this clock started again here momentarily.
Yeah, Steve, I still see Johnson out there and Pippen out there, and I'm telling you, if I'm a Jackson coach right now, somebody else is going in, and I don't even care what experience they have.
Right. Dorsey mishandles the snap. Vikings going to pick it up. Fumbled in the backfield. Picked up and carried down to the 35.
Charles Johnson recovers the Waverly fumble.
Who was
Charles
that?
Johnson. Would you take him out if you knew he was going to recover that fumble?
I would. I don't even care. I would take him out. But Charles Johnson's glad he wasn't taken out.
Just another statistic in the book here that's leading up to a career kind of game for Charles Johnson, although I imagine he's got a few more of those in him for the rest of the year. So the clock stops at 37 seconds as the Vikings take over possession. And we're still not done here at Withington Stadium in Dungy Field.
Was that Johnson's way of just trying to cement in your mind as who the player of the game might be?
I think so.
It might have worked, huh? We can't give that away yet, though.
No, we make people wait in suspense. Although the way this game's winding down,
we could just start our...
Let's start the recap right now.
Yeah, because we're going to get either a handoff and be done or a kneel and be done, one or the other.
Jackson was trailing 6-0 early in this one, and on a touchdown drive from Waverly that felt like a march. It felt like they kind of imposed themselves on Jackson. It looked like the Vikings defense didn't have answers. Fast forward, Vikings go kind of 3-and-out. Terrible punt. Waverly, good field position. They're marching down. They have a throw down to the 2-yard line. Intercepted. Taken 98 yards the other way for the Jackson Vikings score. They get the 2-point try. They're up 8-6. Never look back.
Shifted everything, didn't it?
Yep.
I am getting a final. Sounds like Hanover Horton was a 21-20 victory over Michigan Center.
Maybe early season surprise. Michigan Center playing without an injured Hinkle. So maybe not exactly what they expected. Still waiting on a final from that Lumen Christie score. And meanwhile, over at East Jackson, they've got a barn burn. In the third quarter, 8:56 to play in the third. We thought our game was dragging out. If 8:56 to play in the third there, and it's 20-20. So they've got an exciting close game, but it's taking all night. All right, let's take a two-minute break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this game, get you our player of the game. Vikings victorious here as the clock ticks down to zero. 41-12, the final. Vikings over Waverly. We're back in 2 minutes with the post-game on WKHM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes
makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here, and the Vikings victorious 41-12. It never really felt like, Brian, like you said, it never felt like dominating until maybe the fourth quarter. The rest of the way, it just felt like Vikings made more defensive plays than Waverly did. And just kept themselves ahead, outstanding in the pass defense game. In two ways, Stone never had time to throw from the pocket at all. And even when he was rolling out, we saw that great Pippen sack from behind catching him. So no time to throw. And then those defensive backs back there were just kind of playing center field a little bit and picking off what they needed to. Although that was a great play to step in front of that 98-yard. Interception return for a touchdown. Just a great defensive play all around, and then of course having the speed to beat the entire Waverly team all the way down to the other end zone. So just a great night tonight for the Vikings. This is going to be a good team win that they'll talk about, and making it tough on us to choose a player of the game.
Yeah, and as exciting as that 98-yard pick return was from Potter, the Nastali was it pick where he just read the screen and he stopped in his tracks and went back and picked it off. That may have, maybe not as exciting because of not 98 yards, right, but may have been even more impressive.
Yeah, and picked it off in traffic on a screenplay. The screenplay relies on everybody being fooled, and he wasn't fooled. And no. So he stepped right in front, made that interception in traffic, and then got himself into the open field and took it down for six. Just a couple of those great defensive plays. The offense ran great when Kyron Stamper could run. As you and I both noted, you don't want him to take that many hits necessarily. But as a running back, I guess we wouldn't think that. You know, if he was right. A running back, we'd be like, give it to Stamper, feed him. So as the quarterback, it feels a little different, but in the same vein, he's built for that kind of carry load, I guess.
Yeah, and he's quick enough and shifty enough that where a lot of his hits, they're not going to be head-on.
Right.
But he also is small enough to where he gets thrown down a lot, too, and yeah. That's where you're worried about maybe a shoulder or something when you take that many hits.
But a great game tonight for him at quarterback. It looked a little tentative early, I'll say, but by the time once he got into his rhythm, and that's kind of what I expected from him, it's not his first time on the field. He knows what he's doing out there, and he acquiesced to the position really well. Actually made a couple good throws, too, in the game.
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't just his legs, and that's what we kind of were assuming, but couple of nice throws. This, honestly, though, are set up due to his legs. And you mentioned on the pass to Johnson where he was wide open, I think everyone in the building thought Stamper was running.
Yep. So, yeah, just great job all around. Offense, defense, Jackson earned a 41-12 win tonight. Player of the game, as much as it could be a handful of different guys, I think there's no doubt that Charles Johnson was the guy who did it all over the field today. And for all the great individual efforts on the interceptions, those big plays, Charles Johnson just made more plays than anybody, and he was a part of the offense. He was a huge part of the defense, special teams, he's the Swiss Army knife, and he was awesome today from the very get-go.
I will give my stamp of approval to that pick, Steve.
Honorable mention, Pippen.
Pippen.
But he was Pippen to Johnson's Jordan tonight. I imagine there will be a couple games this year where they'll roll reversal and Pippen will be the guy who gets all the, you know, it's just a, it was a good team effort. And you mentioned a little senior leadership for the Vikings kind of carrying them. They're off to a 2-0 start now on the year. And our player of the game brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. They, I want to make sure I get this right. Player of the game sponsored by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Charles Johnson brought the heat to the game tonight. And I appreciate Industrial Steel Treating being on all year of our player of the game. And a ton of sponsors. But Jackson next in action next week. It's a home game against Tecumseh. That'll be a tough matchup.
Yep, yep.
But they, I think they're built to make that a game. That could be a high-scoring affair. Meanwhile, Lansing takes the loss. They're 0-2 now. Waverly will be home against DeWitt next week, and that does not line up well to be a W for Waverly. It looks like it could be another tough year for the Warriors. Our next broadcast coming up this Friday night, or a week from tonight anyway, Toronto St. Michael's College School at Lumen Christi. The Titans will look to rebound from what could be a loss, although we never got a final. Oh, here it comes. Lumen Christi does lose 28-24. The final. Lumen ended there at the 20-yard line with the ball. Just ran out of time. Michigan Center loses on the road at Hanover Horton, 21-20. The final there. Hanover Horton victorious over the Cardinals. Cardinals maybe an injury to Hinkle, their starting QB. We'll see what happens with that. But could be minor, could be serious. So that'd be a big loss, not just to the football team all year, but you're going to get that rehab and get him back on the hard court too. Big part of both of those squads for the Cardinals. Grass Lake all over Columbia Central. Our last update was 47-12. Big day for Braden Lake throwing it around over there. And a 20-20 tie in our last update from EJ, Vandercook Lake and East Jackson, only in the third quarter when we got our last update. So they might wrap up sometime around midnight tonight. And I don't know what they do with that for school. Maybe they get to have Monday off if you play football till that late on a Friday night. Anyway, Brian, any last thoughts? Any last instructions from the professor?
Well, my thoughts are we came in here excited to see this Jackson High offense. We said there was going to have a little wildcat feel with Stamper running. We weren't disappointed. We know Jackson High has athletes all over the field, and they proved that today. And it was fun. It was a fun brand of football. Fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a good game tonight. Thanks again to Ike Watts, our executive producer, back in the studio. Good to work with him again. And for Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, Industrial Steel Treating player of the game tonight, Charles Johnson. Vikings win 41-12 here on WKHM. We'll talk to you next week.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.